You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lee, I don't know what you thought, but I watched that Manchester derby last weekend and I thought they were okay against Manchester City, but again, didn't score at Old Trafford. And midweek they played against Middlesbrough, didn't score again at Old Trafford. And I saw Paul Scholes' piece in the papers suggesting that the way Louis van Gaal sets up doesn't suit Wayne Rooney. But I think he's gone. I think he's absolutely gone, Wayne Rooney. He's been awful for 18 months now. And good players, no matter what the setup is, they find a way to perform, and Rooney's not performing.
It's funny, I watched that, I don't know if you watched it, guys, that Class of 92 programme. I was on TV on Thursday night about Salford club, and I kind of half expected Rooney to turn up on that. You know, they've got a couple of Gareth Seddon, a couple of, like, you know, players who played in the league, and they've brought them down and paid them £400 a week to get, you know, a few goals at a lower level. You know, I half expect Rooney to be on that the next series. It's more entertaining watching Salford than it is watching Leicester City, right. That's for sure. At least you know what the kind of way they're going to play. I say it again. Will someone please tell me what Man United are? I've got no idea what they are.
Well,
they're just
the possession-based side that are fearful of making any mistakes, and it shows in the way they play. But Rooney playing through the middle, Lee, they've not got that dynamism. If Martial was playing through the middle, I think they'd be a different proposition personally.
Well, it seems to be that, you know, I don't understand why you wouldn't play Martial straight through the middle with Rooney just sitting behind him. Rooney's obviously got quality on the ball. We know that. You know, his pace, you know, isn't what it was, and it was only brilliant for a short space of time. Anyway, let's be fair about it. You know, everyone used to say that he would lose that kind of pace because he hit the ground running so early and he was so well developed, the footballer so early, and so it seems to be coming. But he's still got quality about him. I think he's being asked to do too much. I think Rooney's at his best when his manager gives him a simple job to do. You know, you wouldn't call him a deep thinker in any sense, would you? Let alone football. I think when you give Rooney a set job to do, i.e., sit behind Martial, get the ball, and provide passes for him, I think he's developing into more of someone who sits between the midfield and the striker. I'm struggling with this game again. I was struggling with the midweek game, and I wish I'd been brave enough to go for Middlesbrough in the end. Obviously, in some form, I probably wouldn't have been brave enough, as you all well know, to go for them to win. But you know, the plus one would have got me something. So, I mean, what price are Palace again, DK?
They're 3-1, Palace. if you fancy them plus one, that is odds on. It's 7-10, yeah. Palace plus one.
I'll play the draw, no bet, Crystal Palace. I think they're open, Palace. That's the only thing that's in United's favour here. And by the way, United aren't doing bad. You know, it's not like the Chelsea, is it, here? But I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm just saying I'm struggling to call them week in, week out. I just don't think there are many goals in their side. I think we could see we'll see both teams scoring. But I'm gonna trust that Palace ruffle Man United's feathers a bit more than other teams do, and are a little bit braver than other teams. So I'll go Crystal Palace draw no bet.
At 13-8, Palace draw no bet.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I know you're only getting your stake back if it's a draw, but you're still getting two results on your side.
Well, we've talked a lot about Manchester United here, Derek, but Palace, they've lost four of the last six in the league. They've only scored four goals in that spell, and three of them have come from the boot of Johan Cabaye from the penalty spot, so they're hardly flying themselves.
No, they're not. And in the season, yeah, they look aside. I mean, we had some great results, and I'd tipped them to be the best of the rest, hadn't I? To outside the top six, Palace and Stoke for the seventh and eighth positions. Well, something's not quite right there at the moment. So you go back to Wayne Rooney, by the way. I mean, how long can a player stink the place out before people start saying he's gone? I mean, he's stunk the place out now for two seasons. I mean, I wrote Fernando Torres off after 6 months and I was proven right. Rooney has gone. How is he going to come back from this current spell, which has lasted probably more than 18 months?
Yeah.
I mean, he just... You know, like the players that develop early, well, you know, they go to seed a lot quicker than the others. And that seems to be the case with Rooney here. He just, I always thought, you know, Rooney, for a fantastic player at his best, unbelievable player. But whenever he had a bad game, he was awful. He didn't just have a normal bad game. He had an M&S bad game. When he's off the boil, he's really off the boil. Well, he's been off the boil now for close on two seasons. He ain't going to come back. And I noticed Hills were offering 9-2 that he doesn't start against Palace. I might be even having a little dabble on that. You know, I don't know whether that price is still available. Mm. It was in the specials earlier this week. Because I can't believe Van Flatface would keep faith in him the way he's performing. I really can't. He hasn't got many options. Maybe that's the reason. But he's going to have to get him in January because United will start slipping down the table. How are they second, by the way? Or is it second they are now? I just can't understand it. I mean,
it is still there as well, Derek, that special. Wayne Rooney, if you click on the specials page, Wayne Rooney not to start against Crystal Palace is in the market. It is 9-2.
9-2. That looks a big price for me. I mean, when he came off last week, he had those staples in his head, didn't he, against anything to keep that syrup in place, I think it was. He's gone out of the game. But what Lee's uneasy about the prices for this, and for a good reason, it's perfectly framed by the bookies to attract two-way betting this. Maybe not on a draw, obviously, but 3-1 Palace will suck in an awful lot of punters, but so will 11-10 Man United. It's a perfectly framed book. The 3-1 Palace will suck me in. Had they been away from home, I'd have lumped on them, even at 3-1. My confidence is tempered a little bit because they never do that well at Selhurst Park. But United are a side that's waiting to be taken apart. Maybe Palace aren't that team, but plenty good enough to get 3 points this weekend. I'm going to go for Palace at threes.
You know, my concern with Rooney as well, Derek, is I want to see England do well in the Euros. And it seems inevitable that no matter what happens this season, Roy Hodgson is going to stick with Wayne Rooney as his talismanic player.
Yeah, you need a New England manager to drop Rooney. Well, you need a New England manager anyway. But he won't make that. He won't make the big. He won't make the big call.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.